Hi, everybody. We're here again. Today is Monday, and the date is the 21st of November, 2011. So we have our special conference call coming up after the BBS program to get clones out of people, to be decloned. So if you haven't been on that call, $20, and you'll be amazed how you feel. And you'll be amazed how you see other people around you looking like plastic people. So, we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Carrie, are you out there?
I'm out here, Ron. Yes, hi, and welcome, everybody. Monday, the 21st of November, 2011. I can't believe it's almost the end of the year. So let's see. I don't really see any questions yet, Ron. Do we want callers tonight? I'm not sure we're doing.
Yeah, it'd be okay to have callers. We'll see how we can, we just got to keep it simple for creation light shift questions and maybe about, maybe something to do with self-empowerment. That's what we do on Wednesdays is self-empowerment. But anything that deals with maybe clearings, maybe how they work, you know, anything like that would be great if somebody wants to call in. So.
Okay. So the phone numbers then, we're on station one and... toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008. And then maybe hop down to line four there, area code 530-413-4522. So, you know, I had a question. Ron, I was thinking the other day while we're waiting for people to type into the fast chat or call in, and I was thinking about our emotions and how you talk so much about how they generate new timelines and you know, take us out of our heart and being in peace and so forth. And I was thinking about how for years, you know, you read about expressing your feelings rather than stuffing them inside you and how that helps release them and so forth. But in terms of what you talk about, does it make any difference if we feel our feelings versus stuff them inside and not let them out, so to speak?
Well, either way is bad, typically, because you're not getting rid of them. So
yeah.
Even if you do express yourself, you know, with maybe laughing a lot or being sad and crying, it's still not going to cause or help you anyway at all to get rid of that emotion. You're just expressing it. So by expressing it, it doesn't make it any less. Maybe it could be like a steam kettle or something, and it finally has to explode. Yeah, that's true, but it'll just build up again some other day and explode. So, you know, to let off steam. So it doesn't really make any difference one way or the other because it's always stuffed in you anyway. So you might feel better after you let off some steam, we'll say, but where's the root cause? That flame is still on the kettle. It will come up on another day. That's why you want to have clearings to get rid of the stuff that you're dealing with. Otherwise, you know, it'll be a similar situation or whatever, button pushing, and everybody responds differently to button pushing. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, beep.
Yes, I think we had a beep. Somebody on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Good evening to you both.
You too.
I had a oh my gosh moment today, Ron. I was looking at your site and I looked at the parasitic life form removal page. I was just reading all the information over it again, and I see that you have a new video posted, which shows the title of the video, for everybody's information, is "A Dying NASA Scientist Shows Footage of Alien." And what it is they're using Tesla technology, allows them to see a gray alien clustered in the consciousness of a 28-year-old convict. And this guy, I guess he was serving sentences for murder, and he volunteered for this experiment. But it shows the alien gray, I guess, the energy in the consciousness of this guy, and it just shook me. because it really shows how important that those parasitic life form removals are.
Yep. And remember, if you go a step further with that, realizing that I guess he killed some people, was he really killing that person, or did the alien inside not like the alien race that was in that other body? So, very interesting. And we're not all aliens.
I had a
like
comment on that, so I think people should watch that video so they really can understand this better.
Yep. Yeah, it would be very helpful, yeah. That's why we have that clearing on the website. It's $30 for the month. I think it's $10 a week, so if you just want to get your feet wet, you can do it for a week for $10. And there is quite a bit on that particular alien attack page. It's alien attack removal, I believe is what we call it. And that one I put up quite a while ago to help people who have problems with that, different types of energies. But, yeah, it is a lot there for the $30. And, you know, it might be overwhelming at first until you get your feet wet on it. But, boy, yeah, that video is quite something to see that, yeah. I watched one today. Somebody mentioned to watch a video. And I saw this lady that had her eyes kind of wide on her forehead. And she did look kind of alien to me, but she was robotic. And the site had the name of Avalon on it. I can't give much more information than that. But the person, the lady talking, and apparently maybe this spirit in that body or whatever, maybe has only been here for a short time or something. But they were talking about what's happening here with people. I only stopped for about 2 minutes, and it's, I think an hour and a half or so long or something. But her eyes were moving from left to right kind of robotically. It was very interesting because you could normally when you move your eyes to look at something, and most people, when the different clones come in, their eyes will move. Well, hers were like, dot, 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 and then she would move. So it took like twice as long for the eyes to go from left to right. And that was quite interesting. If somebody would want to type in, maybe on the fast chat, if they have seen that video, they could probably do that. But I just can't do it openly on the air here. But it was quite interesting to watch. I would not put the audio on because you don't want to get hooked into the words. Of what's being stated, because you don't want to be connected. But you could look at the eyes moving, and they were actually really strange movements on the eyes, which is a robotic program. So, anything else, Shannon?
That's all. I was just so blown away by that video, I wanted to comment.
Yeah, well, thank you, yeah. There's a lot of strange things out there.
Yes. Thank you very much. Bye-bye, you guys.
Things and people. Okay.
Thanks, Shannon. So, still don't see any questions on the FOSS chat. Let me just refresh here and see if anything's popped up that I'm not reading. No, I don't see anything. Okay. Larry's just reminding people that it's $20 for the 5:30 to 6:30 call Pacific time after the show today. And, Ron, you've also got one of your Sundays left, Sunday 8-hour intensive, next Sunday, right? I think you've just done two so far.
Yes, that is correct. We got one coming up here where we get rid of these critters.
Okay. So Marcy's asking, where do we see that video? I guess just go onto YouTube, Marcy, and try kind of Googling it, I guess. I didn't hear
it. Yeah, it's on somebody's website.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, maybe somebody could, if they've seen it, type it in there.
Okay, yeah. So, Shannon, maybe if you could type in onto the fast chat where to find that. Okay, so what should we do here? I'm going a little brain dead here because we don't have any questions. And let's see. Yeah, just a bunch of hellos. And Ed is saying, Avalon has the super soldiers. Not sure what that's referring to. Ed, maybe you want to type in a little bit more, or maybe you know, Ron.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Okay.
So let's...
maybe we'll do... You want to do some sample clearing since we're on Monday? Maybe people had... Anything happen? Some things happened?
Yeah, I'll do entities. That one always is good for people. And here we go. Entity clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's do a clone healing here. And if you have any plants, everybody, let's do some plants. So maybe you have some plants you just bought, hopefully, just for this program here, because we'll be doing our bodies in an hour from now. Well, a little bit over an hour, hour and 15 minutes. So here we go. You get a plant out, and we'll look at it. And I'll take off the clones out of your plant. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. These are timelines, one timeline with different clones for your plant. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. 30 up, there we go. So there's 31 of these. So here we go. To make your plant real. So taking out the 31 clone plant, bringing in the real one. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll see if you have any comments on that. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. You know, I thought about two different plants by mistake when you did that, so I'm not sure which one it worked on. And I didn't see any movement this time. I'm looking at both of them. They both look pretty good to me, but I'm not sure which one got decloned. Sorry. So, let's see. George is asking, there's a few typos in here, but just going to go with the first one, which is, I guess basically, why do you have similar healing properties, healing abilities as the ones that Jesus had?
Because I was a healer in Jesus, so... What he did, I did. So I was there.
Right.
That's basically it.
Yeah.
So, although now it's harder to do because of the extra genetic load on people. But that's what it is.
Okay. Okay, so it looks like, okay, one of the typos was the word preventing. What is preventing you, Ron, with similar abilities as Jesus performing miraculous healing? Okay, I'm not really sure, George. So I think what you're saying, George, is what's preventing Ron from doing the same miracles as Jesus, maybe? I don't know. I know, Ron, you do all the same clearings that Jesus did, and you have a much, much wider range of healings and clearings that you're doing because there's more stuff to clear now. So I'm not sure. Maybe, George, you want to pop in a specific healing that Jesus did, and we can ask Ron about that. Otherwise, I'm not sure how to relay this question unless there's anything else you get from this, Ron, that I'm not understanding.
Well, the clearings on the website are all those miraculous healings that he did, basically. We had to expand it out into much more, but it's the same process. As far as making somebody walk who is lame or something or whatever, if they would have been here 2,000 years ago, it would have been much simpler to do. Remember, the judgment inside of you is preventing your healings, because these energetic bodies that are protecting you from mind control energies, from the darkness, energetic transmissions, psychic attacks from people, these energetic bodies collect that, but they also put it into your physical body as these energies get overloaded. So the problem why I can't do that this time is not because of lack of energy. It's because of, at least not you know, I'm sure that as things move on, I'll be able to do more things, but basically it's because of the overload of energy in people for 2,000 years. And nobody's worked on themselves, so that's kind of the problem. So that's it. But the clearing on the website is they're all instantaneous, and that's what Jesus would have done if they needed that many clearings, you know, 2,000 years ago. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Sue has a question, and she's asking, how do we know when we are in our bodies?
What's that again?
How do we know when we are in our bodies?
You probably, you can pinch yourself gently, and if you have more awakeness, maybe you come back here because your body's being harmed and your spirit comes in, then you know that you have something here that is of a higher consciousness than what it would normally be of the body running itself. Now, the body does not need a spirit of the light in it to live. So the body will still go on, just that that higher consciousness, which is what you want to attain, will help you out a lot more. So that's one quick way. But remember, the percentage is still, you know, fairly small. You know, if you come on the call coming up, basically in a little bit over an hour from now, you'll find out how it is like to become real or real human for a short amount of time here. So, back to you.
Okie dokie. Okay, it looks like the video project name might have been Project Avalon, and Ed has typed in Project Avalon Product. -ion.com. So I guess try that link out. So let's see. Marie R. is saying that her cat wants to eat the new plant. Mickey saying plant looks great. Actually, my cat just sat down next to the plant. That's interesting. So I guess the cats know, right, Ron?
Yeah, they got a lot of lives there. They have 9 lives, remember? So we only have 1. They got 9. They got a lot of them.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
They're
very conscious if you have 9 times yourself, right?
Yeah.
Although we have more than that on the clones, but we're assuming that the cat is real, you know?
Yeah. You never know. So, let's see. Danny has a question, and he's asking, what clearing do I do on people to have them be more receptive to this knowledge? So, I know which one I do. What do you recommend, Ron?
Say that over again.
I have
some static in the line here.
Okay, what clearing do I do on people, other people, to have them be more receptive to this knowledge?
You'd want to do the 2,000 year of darkness clearing. That one's a free one.
Yeah. I've done that on several people, Danny, and they're way more receptive to this than they were. Quite one person in particular, quite amazingly so. So try that one. It's at Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and then just travel down on the left-hand side menu bar till you get to the free clearings. Click on that, and you'll see it listed in there. And it goes through century by century, backward over the last 2,000 years. And I know when I have done it, I think I put 3 or 4 windows up at one time. So it goes by a little quicker. If you have several people you want to do it on, that works well. That's okay, right, Ron, to do more than one window?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine, yes.
Okay. All righty. Where was another question? How do we know when we're in our bodies? Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Just refreshing here. Okay. Danny's asking which clearing is the 4-in-1. Now, that's what you have to do on the phone with Ron. So do you want to describe that one, Ron?
Yeah, that one, it connects you to your home base energy so that you're able to know where that is, connect to it, and also your twin flame, plus gets you out of the land of darkness, your soul family agreements. Remember, everything here is set up for you. So how do people come into your life? Well, it's because a lot of times your soul family, all your little friends that you've incarnated with for, you know, thousands and thousands of years, are here to cause you problems. I don't know too many people, you know, that have been given tremendous gifts from their soul family, you know. So typically it's just the energies are normally negative, and that's when you have a problem, a car wreck, you know, or somebody hits you, or maybe you're in school, you know, at a younger age, and you know, somebody trips you in school or makes fun of you. Well, these are all soul family setups. And this is how it works. That way they get more energy of pain out of you. And the dark side lives on pain. So those setups are there to, one sense, to get rid of the darkness that's in your body. But you normally go through some kind of physical ramification and problems with that. So, yeah, you can say, yeah, you know, I got set up, you know, I was running along and somebody tripped me and I broke my arm. Well, one way to look at that is, yeah, you know, you can say, yeah, you have blocked energy in your arm, so somebody obliged you to hurt you, to get that out of you. Well, it's kind of hard to, you know, to look at that and say that's a wonderful spiritual gift, you know, with all that pain. Well, that's how the dark side would see that, or people would tell you, you know, or I guess, you know, I don't know if the Buddhists claim that, but they're trying to figure out why things happen to them, so... that's part of the you know, their teaching is to figure out what's happening so that they don't, you know, re-explore that over again. But with the light, you don't have to do any of that. You just have to get it released. Remember, there's nothing that you need to know because your spirit already has all the answers. It's just that, you know, you need to understand that the clearings, like what George is talking about from Jesus 2,000 years ago, are all instantaneous. That's what we have on the website. So it's just the same process over again, and you need to understand that the light doesn't care if you choose darkness. That's your choice. You have free choice, free will. And, you know, whatever happens to you in this lifetime, it doesn't really care either because you're here to experience life. But the difference is that through the clearings, you're not supposed to have the traumas attached to you. That's what the dark side gave you, is your DNA to carry on the lineage of traumas. And you can never get out of it because you always have DNA. And with the light ship, they just take away that trauma. That's part of ascension process, is to get rid of the blockages, the densities in your body so that you can have the ascension with your body. So that's the process here. And this is why you want to have clearings to make a better life for yourself. If you don't care about ascension, that's perfectly fine. You know, what's on the website will definitely help you have a better life. Do the emotional whole lifetime clearing. That's the main one to have. And you're going to find that your life is better. And I still have the special one. So if you do one clearing for a regular price, you can get the next one for half price. And a lot of people are loving that, so I'm just kind of extending that out to them so that you're able to have a better life for yourself. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Mickey has a question, and he's saying that you had mentioned in the past that Buddha came to prepare humanity for, I know you've said, to get us into our hearts before Jesus came to do the ascension process, so he's wondering who came before you.
I don't think anybody actually came.
Okay.
I don't have any records of that when I have looked. I have thought about that.
Yeah.
But no, this planet was kind of like, you know, the light ship saw this planet basically as a lost case.
Uh-huh.
because there's so much darkness here, you know, which is caused by the people bringing in the aliens. So I was trying to, like, you know, having a boat with a hole in it, you know, or a bucket with a hole in it, you keep putting water into it, and the water leaks out, and then you have people putting more holes in the bucket. So remember, humanity caused their basic own problems here, and now it's so much out of hand that the aliens are here, and, you know, how do you prevent yourself and everything else from having them here, because they were brought in here by people. So this place is just overrun. So that's why the Earth Spirit, you know, is choosing to leave here. Doesn't want to energize this blueprint any longer with alien control on it. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. Rhonda is mentioning that the 2,000-year barcode is worth the time spent if you're around somebody a lot, and it would be great if everyone had it, which I certainly agree with that. It's really interesting what happens after that one with the people that I've done it for. If everybody does that, you might find you have a lot more people that you can talk to about this information, which is nice. Sue is asking, Ron, if a clearing with multiple sections that you have to work through can be done on different days.
Well, I don't know. I really can't answer that one. Most of the clearings you want to do all at one time.
Yeah.
So, just spend the time or find the time to do a clearing in one day or the amount of time specified.
Yeah, I know some of the barcodes can be very lengthy depending on how many you're taking off. And some of them have sections in them that are 3 hours long. I think I've done some where I've had to do part of it one day and part of it the next day, just because I haven't been able to be home for enough hours to do it all at once. Maybe I'll check with you another time and make sure that they got taken off, and then we can let people know whether it worked or not doing it on 2 days, you know? Because sometimes it is hard for the longer ones.
Yeah, you can also run it at night, too, but if you have to click buttons, then you want to be conscious to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember, it's only typically one time that you need to do the clearing, so just be dedicated to do it, you know?
Try and find a day when you're home for enough hours.
Hmm.
Okay, so Rhonda has a clone question, and she's asking, do clones pop in and out a lot, changing out?
I would say typically probably every 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah,
depends what you're doing. If you're like on this program right now and you're not doing anything but listening, more than likely you will not be having clones come in and out. But if you get up, we'll say, to go to the restroom, well, it might be another clone coming in to do that process. If you go out to, maybe to your kitchen to maybe get some tea or something, that could be another clone coming in because they have a different task. The clones are task-oriented. So each time you change a mindset, very possibly it could be a different clone coming in. So that gets very disconcerting because we know that we do many things in one day. So that's the problem that we have here. And, it's just the way it is. Not that it's bad news for anybody. You know, it's just that the information is here, and what do you want to do about it? You know, the light ship, we're putting a clearing up to do that shortly here, I'm hoping, and that's why we're doing the Monday call today, to help people out some more. And I'm sure the people who've been on the call so far on these Mondays, the more recent ones here, probably actually feel much better. So if we can get a caller to call in maybe to give a little testimonial or something about how it feels, that'd be great.
Okay, so I'll give the numbers out again then. And so for toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, it's the numbers under Station 1 play button. It's 888-627-6008. That's listed under line 1. And then line 4, area code 530-415-4522. So... let's see, we had one other, there's a question from Rhonda, and Rhonda, I'm not really understanding it. It looks like there's a typo in the middle, and it's throwing me off as far as the meaning goes, but Ron, I'm going to read it, and maybe you'll understand it. She's asking, in all plants, people, and then ECT, it might be ACT, I'm not sure what that word is, on Earth, and when did this start? So I'm not really sure what you're asking, Rhonda. Maybe you can type it in.
She might be interested in when did clones start coming here. I don't have information on that. I don't know. So, you know, all I know is that they're here right now.
Okay. All righty. Larry's asking, are people responsible for light when clones block them out?
Well, you're always responsible to connect to your spirit, yes. Remember, your spirit will never connect to you unless you connect to it. It's always with you, waiting for you to connect. Before we had clones and the darkness here, then your spirit would be in your body completely. And so being in your body completely, you wouldn't have to worry about mind chatter. It wouldn't be any mind chatter. You'd be living a life of light with your spirit. And now the spirit is so much diminished that you have to try to find it. And that that strong voice that you have running your life is not of light, it's of darkness. That's the mind energy. So the heart energy is much harder to connect to, which is your spirit energy. And you can't confuse heartbreak and love and stuff like that with your spirit. That's strictly an emotion that you're dealing with. Some people think, oh, I don't want to go to my heart because it hurts so much. Well, then you better have a clearing, because that hurting of your heart means that you could die from that because you have blocked energy there. So that's one way of looking at it. I have people at conferences say, I don't want to go to my heart. You know, it's too dangerous there. You know, I have all these relationships that I had dealt with, and they're all painful to me. And when I think about going to my heart, it really freaks me out, and I get scared, and I break out into a cold sweat. Well, that means that they have a problem. They took energy into their heart center that really shouldn't be there, and they open themselves up too much to darkness. And so now when they go there, they have darkness connected to them. But that energy, a blocked energy in the heart causing the pain, will eventually kill them. They'll probably have a heart attack. So if anybody out there is listening, then what you want to do is the emotional clearing. Get that energy released from you. I do have, I think, a heart, maybe a heartache clearing, I think. I'm not 100% sure, but...
Yeah, I think you do.
I have that for people who have a tremendous amount of problems there. And so that's actually blocking you from your own spirituality of who you are. Because you never approach it if you see negativity there. And the dark side loves that. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, we have a question. Sorry, one sec. Where is it gone? Mickey. Mickey is asking, was Princess Diana working with the light ship, and how?
Well, she was just here teaching people about humanity. That's the bottom line, having compassion with humanity. So that's what she was doing. She had no access codes to bring people to the light ship like I have, so she could not do what I am doing. Remember, the different light beings are doing different things. So that's the way it worked for her to help people. And she's remembered from what she has done here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we have a couple of testimonials that Ron has received about the clone clearing. So I'll read a couple here. One of them, it says, last week's decloning felt wonderful, so much lighter and more in my heart center. It felt a bit like homecoming. Looking forward to more me to come forward. And let's see, there's another one. Scrolling down to that. So this is from the clone clearing at the New Life Expo in New York this last month. So the person is saying, I've had back pain in the area where an epidural was performed almost 30 years ago. At the New Life Expo in New York City, I volunteered to experience clone clearing. My back pain had been acting up. It was released, and now a month later is still not bothering me, so it seems to be gone for good. Thanks, Ron, and the Creation Lightship, amazing clearing. Looking forward to the new clone clearing in the works. So that's the online clone clearing that will be coming up. So let's see, I just went on the website, Ron, to check the heartache clearing, and there's a whole life heartache clearing, and that is $5 times your age. And then there are also the generational heartache clearings, so you can go back in your DNA and clear out if you have had a lot of heartache in your ancestry that you know about or don't know about, then that will get cleared out. So that's $100 for the one through seven generations going back, and then $50 if you want to go further for every seven behind that. And when you do the seven generation clearings, you will be clearing your parents and grandparents if they're alive, anyone back in your direct lineage who is alive. So Ron, do you want to comment at all about how that works for people who might be interested in doing that?
Sure, yeah. Not everybody needs to do the seven generational clearings. I put that up because some people said, well, I did the clearing and it helped, but I know I still have some stuff there. And so that's why we put up the seven generational clearings. And typically, they go back to the time of Jesus, I believe, with that many generations that we have on there. So you don't really need to do a lot of those, only if you want to. So that's kind of up to you. But if you still have an issue on anything and you did that clearing for that issue and it's still kind of resting with you, then you may look at your parents, your grandparents, because you may have known them, and see if they have the issue too. If they have that issue, then I would probably recommend doing the first generational clearing. And then from there you can do other ones if you need to. But it goes back probably just approximately, we'll say, the about 1850, you can kind of figure out what seven generations would be. But I would say that would be probably pretty close, 1800 for sure, you know, but probably not much past that, okay, going back down. So just look at that, and remember, you're living their life. So if you're living their life, you want to get that life out of you. And sometimes, you know, it's kind of like the caste system. You know, you're born into a given a job title or something or whatever you were, and you have that, and it's passed on. So you might be living their thoughts, you know, maybe from the, you know, early 1900s or before that, and you want to get it out of you. So that's what the clearing is for, is to move forward in case you do have extra issues or heavier load than most people on a particular issue. And that's what that's designed for, is to clear out on a much deeper level. Remember, you have it going back to probably to the get-go on some of the issues, but this one here will get you more peace. Remember, the stuff isn't coming up in your DNA. It's not activated yet. You know, it will be at some point in time, but if you don't have it activated, it can be dormant there and not really affecting you that much. You're only working with issues that come up. Once the issue gets triggered, then you're dealing with that one issue. And you could have a million issues of different things, and they could all be dormant until somebody energizes or activates that. That's why I say you don't want to be a healer, because you may not have ever had a problem with your shoulder, but if you start working on people's shoulders and all of a sudden you have a shoulder problem, well, why do you have it? The energy hopped into you, and once you have the thing hopping into you, then it starts that roller coaster ride. And from there, you have a problem because your DNA now is activated with shoulder situations. So you may be going through a lot of problems with that, you know, as they get brought forward. So, you know, that's why I say don't become a healer, because you will die of all those illnesses that you heal people from. Maybe not all of them, but one of those will get you. And it's very dangerous to do healing on people. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Lorna has written in a little testimonial about the clone clearing, and she's saying clone clearing changes reality, empowers the spirit, and you see more vividly. I feel the horsepower within radiating out. It is so wonderful. I can't wait to do it more extensively. so that's terrific. Yeah, and this is kind of a little drop in the ocean, really, isn't it, Ron, that happens on Mondays, because the clearing, once it's up online, is going to have a pretty long list of emotions and so forth that we can work our way through. So the Monday calls are a good sampling of what your body is going to feel like when we can do this more extensively. I think I heard a beep. Is somebody on the line?
Hi, yeah, I'm on the line.
Hi.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. This is Janice.
Hi, Janice.
I'm just calling to let you guys know you were asking for testimonials, but I have a testimonial for the intensive call, not this Sunday, but last Sunday. I would just like to share it with you because it's much easier telling you than trying to type it out. Minutes before the call, I was helping my daughter move a great big huge old limb that fell off a tree because we had an early snow. And I took a really terrible fall. I went to grab the limb, and it got caught up in my leg. And I actually, like, flew over and did, like, a half flip, kind of landed on my right hand. And it was like, oh, my gosh, I couldn't believe this happened. You know, it was, like, 2 minutes before the intensive. So during the intensive, you know, I was asking for my special healing because, you know, every hour that went by, I felt like I had whiplash. My back hurt. The whole right side of my body hurt. I could barely move my neck. My hand hurt really bad. Well, throughout the whole intensive, I asked for the healings, and I just wanted to say that when I went to bed that night and got up the next morning, I forgot all about it. There was no pain in my body. I didn't even remember that I even fell until I looked down. I was in the shower washing my hair and washing my hands, and I had this huge bruise on my hand from where I fell on it. But I had absolutely no pain. I mean, to me, that was amazing that I could actually forget about the whole incident, and it was an instant healing as far as I'm concerned. So I wanted to call in and share that story with you guys.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. So that was George's question a while back when we first got on the call today about the healings with Jesus. So there's one of them there, George. So back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, well, that's great, Janice. Thank you.
So yep, thank you for calling. That's wonderful.
Let's see. Cammie has a follow-up question here about our spirit being in our body, and she's asking, where is our spirit if it's not in our body, and doesn't the body die if the spirit isn't in it? So where is it? And
okay, yeah, the body does not need, okay, your body has actually a spirit that runs the body. That's made of light. And the spirit looks out of your eyes is another spirit. So you actually have, in a sense, two spirits with you. Now, the one made of light for your body is what makes the body function. If that was taken away, your body would not live. But so far, I don't think there's any way that that the dark side can take that away from you, because they need your body to live to, you know, torment you so they can live off the energy. So they never take that one away. Now, your spiritual help will say the information that you may need to get or like to get if you go to your heart center about the light, they want to capture that spirit. That spirit is very, very strong. And it's actually probably much stronger than the one that runs your body. But either way, they want both spirits. So if your spirit is not in your body, the one that looks out of your eyes, okay, that's when you have the glossed over eyes, you know, lights on, nobody home. It could be alongside of you walking along. Maybe you force it out of your body from drugs. Maybe you're in pain a lot. That can have your spirit leave you also, but it's waiting to come in. But they don't always come in. It all depends what condition or state your body is in. So, or it could just be strictly in a dark side universe too, being held captive someplace. I won't go into the graphics of that, but you know, that's what the dark side wants. Look at the movie Number 9. And it'll show you what that's all about. It's a little cartoon movie. You know, look at Number 9. And that's a great movie to see what the dark side does to people. And it's portrayed very nicely. Not a lot of trauma there. But that movie is right on. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Marty's pointing out that some clones don't have a spirit in them in the first place, so maybe you want to differentiate between that type of clone and the clones that are rotating through us.
The ones that rotate through you need are made from your spirit energy. So your spirit and your body energy, part of its spirit is put into the clones. Remember, your original body is somewhere else. So you have to realize that your original body got abducted, and it's somewhere. It's in prison someplace, other than here, we'll say, okay? And they're in a laboratory. And then they take out your spirit, looks out of your eyes, and puts that into another laboratory. So now you have two different laboratories with two different parts of you. And then they take a little bit of that physical body of you, a little piece of it, and that has light in it. So every cell of your body has light. And then they fabricate, replicate a copy of you. So just think of you being in like a test tube, and they grow you, and all of a sudden the clone pops out. And all of a sudden, whoopee, there's a clone. And then they put that clone in your place here. And the clone does have light in it. It will work. And then your spirit comes into it off and on, because they will allow that to happen, because they want to capture that energy too. Remember, your spirit kind of energizes your thoughts of what you're doing. So this is a little tricky here, because I don't want you to understand or misinterpret me. When you have a thought and you do something, that's like the thought is the energy, and your spirit will energize the manifestation of that, which is what it always does in the land of light. And so the dark side goes, oh, we know how to capture this here. We'll have the person think of a thought, and the spirit energy will materialize that and give it energy. So it's kind of like a carrier wave, you know, with, AM radio or just say TV. You have one frequency, like your cell phone. You have a frequency that it operates on, but when you talk, that'd be like your spirit energy going on that. So that carrier wave is always there. But what you choose to do is something else, and the dark side lives off of that energy that you're manifesting with. So it needs both energies to work. So they're controlling the body, telling the body what to do with the clone. Okay, that's all your life lessons for the DNA, because they want to torment you some way, because they have a history of that. And then you have the energetic bodies that stay here on the planet. So those don't go to the dark side. They just stay here. And your spirit did that to help save your life from the mind controlling energy, so that these bodies will take up that slack of negativity. And so those energies always stay here. That's why you have to heal those bodies in order to get yourself to have a better life here. Otherwise, you're running negativity all the time, and you're experiencing a lot of the gunk. This is why a baby looks so nice, so full of life, because those energies of those invisible energetic bodies are not activated yet. They're not in judgment. The baby's not in judgment. And then it learns how to live here, and that's all judgment. And from there, those bodies start getting contaminated. And then as you get older, those bodies give you your baggage, your stuff, your button pushing, whatever is there. That's what they give you. And it keeps you away from being in the now. Where baby's always in the now. Doesn't know how to live here, but it's in the now all the time. You know, it's very happy, you know, but you have to kind of give it rules to live here, because naturally you can't have a play, you know, on the freeway, you know, and, you know, fall off the stairs or whatever. So you have to instruct the baby how to live here as they grow up. So that's part of it. So that's judgment. And like saying every movie out there that you probably have watched, if you watch anything, you're going to notice that it's all control. Something is controlling something else. So next time you watch a movie, look at it. And I think people get fascinated by how strong that control is. You know, you're just watching a fairly light movie where there's still control, but it doesn't really affect you too much. Or do you watch one that is people getting stabbed and killed and murdered or hung, or aliens are chasing them or whatever? That's still control. One thing is control on somebody else. So it depends where you enter into the movie system, we'll say here, by watching movies to see what you need to know. I myself do watch them to find out, you know, what I need to do for clearings and to see how it's actually affecting me. And most movies that I watch, I'm completely unemotional on, I just watch them. And then I try to figure out what clearing maybe to give for people who have asked for help, because I'll be able to see things in the movie sometimes that could help other people. But the whole thing is, like, if you're watching a movie and you start jerking around with your body up and down, back and forth, you start crying, or you're, you know, I can't watch this movie any longer, it's too negative. Well, you have problems there. And those problems that you're dealing with is stored inside of you. If you didn't have that issue, what's in the movie, of some degree, you wouldn't react to it. And that's a good way to see yourself. Like I said, if you want to heal yourself, if we had enough time, and I was talking to you, 2,000 years ago right now on this radio program, I said, well, if you want to really work on yourself, you don't want to have the light ship do it, you can work on yourself. Just go to a shopping mall, and watch all the people and judge each one of them. Because the judgment that you're judging with means it's stored inside of you. Look at somebody and say, what don't you like about this person? And then flip it over the opposite. What do you like about this person? They're both judgments. So what you like about somebody means that you have an issue there. Because the light only works in peace. There's no judgment. And the judgment puts you out of the now. It puts you onto a timeline that the dark side controls you on. So we could probably talk forever. If we had another hour show here, we could probably keep going here. But this is all that I'm doing, is trying to help people to get out of judgment. And that's why there's so many clearings on the website. And you don't need all of them. You just need the ones that are going to really work for you. There's only, maybe a half a dozen that you, if you had a half a dozen, we'll say, of your major stuff, you'd probably feel much better. I think we had a beep. Is there somebody out there, a caller?
Hi, Ron. This is Ren.
Hi, Ren.
Hi, Ren.
Hi, Carrie and Ron.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment about last week's the clone removal that I experienced on Monday. The next day, I had a wonderful sense of well-being and just this joy I felt, and very content. And I normally have some issues with social anxiety and interacting with people, and I noticed that I felt a lot less self-conscious and could talk to people more and just felt more strong and solid in who I was. And so I'm really looking forward to being able to do the full clone clearing once it gets up on the website. And thank you, Ron.
You're very welcome. Thank you for mentioning that. So what she's saying in a nutshell is that the clones come into us on timelines. Remember, they have an issue, and the issue they select from you. Everybody has different issues, different stuff, but you could have the same stuff. So the different issues that you're dealing with are going to be activated on the timeline with this heading. We'll say that the heading is fear. Then the fear energy is going to be coming through with different intensities of fear and different projections of the word fear. Fear of what? Fear of snakes, fear of hiking, fear of riding a car, fear of riding a bike. Fear of tripping, fear of speaking out loud, all different types of fear. So the timeline that we release you from is just one of these particular issues, and it could be anything. So it's what, your spirit wants to release at the time and what clone is in charge of you, and that's how these clearings work. So once you get a few of these timelines released, where the clones are no longer able to come in, then you feel better. And this is what Ren has went through. So, and this could be for her, I'll just say a one-hour call. I could be right at this here. I'm just assuming, about the word assuming. But I'm assuming that this could be a life lesson for her, a situation that she's dealt with for a long time, which... probably for her, maybe that could be very frustrating. And a one-hour clone clearing, got rid of a lot of that issue, because they're only coming in because they see that genetics in her. We get rid of the clones, then she can move on. And the clones bring you your problems. So that's kind of what happens. So thank you, Ren, for calling. It was a great testimonial on how being decloned made your life better. Well, back to you, Carrie. I guess the time is getting close here, I think.
Yeah, we just have one quick question. I think we can sneak in under the radar here from Tina, and she's asking when the clone clearing is online, and you may not know the answer to this yet, but she's asking how long will it take to clear out 1,000 clones?
100,000? I don't know.
No, 1,000.
I don't know at this moment.
Yeah, okay, all right. So the timer part hasn't been figured out yet, Tina. Huh. But it's going to be a lengthy clearing because we have so many of them, and it's difficult to kind of design this in a shortcut kind of way. But I know, Ron, you're working on making it as simple as possible.
Yeah, and you can always get off. It's not going to be like a one-day sitting. You know, you can do it, you know, from day to day and watch your life change. And you're going to actually see people that you used to look at who had problems, you know, with you. They may just fall out of your life because the clone needs another clone to interact with. So it'll be quite interesting. So if you guys want to come on the call, it's $20. And go to the website, sign up. You'll be sent on an email the phone number and PIN number for the conference call. It starts at 5:30 on the hour coming up here. And you have to go to the email that you have your PayPal account set up for, because you will get a receipt with that information on it. So if you happen to be waiting and you want to refresh it, you know, because a lot of times if you don't refresh, you know, you're not going to get it. So, thank you, everybody. I'm going to get ready for the clone healings tonight. It'll be quite interesting. So, I hope you can all come on, because even if you're really skeptical, man, spend the $20 and experience it. You're going to be amazed. So, that's about all that I can say, because it's hot off the press. Nobody else is going to be doing this probably on the planet at all. And you have the opportunity to become real. So I guess get real, right? Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah. And if you're like me and you don't see stuff when Ron does clearings, but you feel stuff in your body, you'll have that experience. And there are a lot of people on the calls who do see stuff, so you can listen to them describing what they're seeing, and it's pretty amazing. So hopefully many of you will come on today. I'm trying to find out where the thing is on the website. Ron, I know on the left-hand bar, I'm scrolling up and down now, and it's not jumping out at me, but if you haven't come on one before, there's somewhere down here to click for conference calls that will take you through to how to get on this one. So just go to creationlightship.com, and it's somewhere down on the left there. I'm sorry, it's not popping out at me right now. So I guess it's almost the top of the... Oh, it is the top of the hour, so we better hop off for the next show. And
hey, thank you, everybody.
Wednesday at 7, Station 1 is the next CBS show. So thank you, Ron.